Please open your Bibles to Numbers chapter 6. You will find this on page 125 of the Pew Bible. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27. I think in order to appreciate this text the most, we have to understand our natural disposition, our natural state in Adam. And what was that state? What is that state if we are not in Christ and have not come to faith even now? It is a state of cursing by the Lord. It is a state of being forsaken by the Lord. It's a state of God showing his anger and his wrath towards us. It's a miserable state. It is a state wherein he hides his face from us and he takes away all our peace, even as we try to deceive ourselves with temporary peaceableness in our own lives. It is not true. We do not have peace. But not only that, he does not want anything to do with us. He disassociates himself from us in Adam. We are at enmity with him. We are not his own. But how great and how wonderful it is then that Christ takes on that state for us. Christ is the one who is also cursed. Christ is the one who is forsaken. Christ is the one who has the anger and the wrath of God placed upon him and drinks the entire dregs of God's righteous anger. The Father's face is turned away from Christ that we might have his face turned towards us. He had no peace that we might have peace. The Father turned his face away from him that we might be called sons. He was destroyed and obliterated on the cross that we might have life through him. I think this is a fantastic context within which to then hear the Aaronic benediction, the good word. Christ took to himself the malediction, the bad word, the evil word, that we might have placed upon us the benediction. So let us read in faith. 22 through 27 of Numbers 6. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them." Thus ends the reading of the word of the Lord this morning. Let us turn to him in prayer.